course, our Lord's teaching in today's gospel is based on the principle that God does not wish the death of the sinner, but that the sinner be converted and saved. And so, our Lord is instructing all the members of his mystical body what great power they have, because they can deliver their enemy from their error by praying constantly for them and offering their lives for them. And in this, our Lord is merely instructing us to imitate him. And so that is why that is the very basis for total consecration to the Mother of God, because as members of his mystical body, Christ must be formed in us, and it has been entrusted to the Immaculate Virgin Mother of God to first form Christ in her own womb. And so she provides for him that sacred humanity that he would offer for the sake of mankind. And so we too, as children of the Church and children of Mary, we too must offer our flesh for the sake of mankind. And so everything we must do must become a prayer to Almighty God, beseeching him to forgive us first our own sins and then the sins of others, and most especially those who rail most earnestly against the Church of Christ. For the Mother of God, like her Son, seeks the conversion of all souls, and so she does not desire to have enemies of the Church in this life, but by the prayers and sacrifices of the members of the mystical body to deliver them from their sins in order that they may be claimed by her Son through baptism or through repentance if after that baptism they have been so unfortunate to fall into mortal sin. And so let us especially during this season of Lent seek to establish habits by which we always remember those who rail against the Church of Christ. While we must fight their error, we must never make the mistake of wishing to see all the enemies of Christ, no matter how serious their opposition to Christ may seem. We must seek always to destroy their errors while we pray for their conversion, so that they too may ultimately come to repentance and ultimately to join the angels and saints, augmenting the angelic choir for all eternity, where souls will praise their good God together with all the angels and with all the saints.